email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
James is on for County Longford. Great to hear you talking to Gerard Feeney about the fridge. I know him for years. He was and still is a genius at building model aircraft. His skill at building was second to none. He built many model aircraft for my father. That's James in County Longford. And Noreen has been on. I had to email you, listen to your show. My mother's fridge is 65 years old. It's a Bosch and never stopped going. Just thought I'd let you know. Well, we have an 80-year-old fridge. That's the one to beat, Noreen. But thanks for that. 65, that's a fair old fridge there. I'm joined now by Laura de Barra, the best-selling author of Gaff Goddess, Decor Galore and Garment Goddess. We've a lot of questions about DIY bathroom and kitchen renovations, specifically about tiles coming up. But first, I was chatting earlier about how often you should clean everything in your house, Laura. This is the list that you're fond of.
I wouldn't say that. No. Sometimes we see these, well, when they all start coming up on social media, it just puts a lot of pressure on
it
people.
It does, yes.
Like one will say, like, you should do laundry every day or every day. Sure, I'd never be doing that because it doesn't take into account how big or small your household is,
yes,
budgets,
yes,
mental health,
yes,
effort, like, right, can you be bothered?
Yeah.
So I do think they're nice if you want to feel a bit motivated, but they shouldn't make people feel bad, yeah, about how they live.
I was giving out about dusting blinds earlier on.
Oh God, yeah.
See, there's so many of them. And then it's awkward because either side you have the string going down. You have to, so in effect, each bit of a blind is a 3 cleaning job. And then you multiply that by the number of things on, I don't know what they're called, the official name. What are the things?
Are these, is it slats? Like vertical
slats,
blinds?
Right. Yes, you're, yeah, right. Yes, yes. So,
well,
so
a really good way is to put a tea towel in between like a tongs that you have in,
yeah,
the kitchen,
yeah,
and just swipe them over with that.
But you still have to do the both sides, the edges.
Yeah, but if you close them, do a swipe and open them,
oh,
and then,
yes,
close them the other way, you,
yes,
can just do it straight on. But they're just a pain to do regardless. You have to be in the mood for that kind of a job, I think.
Never.
No, to be honest, it is a pain and it takes much longer than you think. You set about it going, I'll do this now. And then when you're halfway through, you're like, why have I started this?
Yeah, yeah. So just look, 3 to 6 months, descale the coffee machine.
Mm.
I tried that once, right, despite what I said earlier on, and there's a light still flashing on it, but fine, I carry on regardless.
Yeah, and I think a lot of them have like anti-scale in there anyway.
Ah, right, okay.
So
yes,
a lot of these lists are just a bit older.
Old,
you know, more,
I see,
modern,
right,
machines,
okay,
will have it in it.
So because we were talking about that, we got an email from Marie, or it could be Mari. What about doing a competition on a cleaning song? Like change the sheets, turning the mattress. See, when I read that first, I thought it was a song that's good for cleaning. But Marie wants us to actually write a song.
Oh, write a song?
I think so, yes.
Oh my God, are we allowed to curse in it?
Well, I'll be cursing about the blinds, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And while we're on just bedding and cleaning and all that sort of thing, do you wash your bedding at 40 degrees or 60 degrees?
Well, it depends on what detergent I'm using. So I'll wash mine weekly. If you're washing it more than weekly, you need to put a bit more effort into it because there's more of your body all over everything. But I would be using something like a cool wash claim is what I call it on the packaging. I don't like to wash things at the 60 and 90 just because I want to keep more fibres in the fabric.
Yeah.
So I will do a 40 with my bed linen, and I wear loads of fake tan and I'm always sweating because I'm like an anxious mess at the best of times.
That's a lot of information there.
But you know what I mean? Well, listen, it's bringing, making it normal. Our bed sheets are filthy. So what we need to do is use detergents that are designed to be able to use in cooler temperatures because you don't want to have fibre loss in it, and you do never, ever, ever, ever use fabric softener on your sheets. It'll make you sweat more at night. It'll hold bacteria in them and it won't release, won't be able to release things like your cells from,
yes,
from,
yeah,
from the weave.
And just while we're in bed, so to speak, vacuum,
yeah,
the mattress. That's every 3 to 6 months, vacuum your mattress.
I would vacuum it every time you change your sheets.
Would you?
Well,
too late
morning,
now.
Right?
I did it this morning. Sorry.
Tomorrow morning, though, wake up and shake out your top sheet. Like, you don't even have to unhook it. Just shake it a bit and,
yeah,
you'll see bits of your skin floating in
already,
the air.
After one night?
One night. You'll have shed. It's how humans are.
Yeah.
So while the sheet is off, why not just throw your vacuum over it? And while the sheets are in the washing machine, if you're not putting them on straight away, sprinkle some bicarb over the mattress. It'll take away some of the odour and it's non-toxic. It's not going to be bad for you. It's good for your mattress. And then vacuum it off before,
wow,
you put the sheet on.
Now, if I did all of that, that'd be brownie points galore.
Listen, and you'd love it. It feels so fresh when you get into,
yeah,
it afterwards.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we said we were going to be concentrating on tiles, not beds today. So our listeners who have tiling questions got onto us. I have white tiles in my bathroom on the floor and they're driving me mad because they're white. And by the end of each day, they're dusty and dirty. Advice, please. Or do I just have to clean them every night? Thanks.
Yeah, like I would always say you should be going with something with a bit of a fleck that can get a bit dirty through the day.
Very clever. Yes.
Like I would just say, and with countertops as well, any kind of like flat surface that has a lot of traffic on it, always have a bit of a fleck in it. It just will save you a bit of stress.
But that's
it.
Disguising the dirt though, is it not?
But not all dirt is terrible for us. Like if it's just a day of dirt, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think we're just so much pressure is on us that everything needs to be sparkling clean. But like your house isn't necessarily a hospital. So like your bathroom can have a bit of dirt on the floor until you have time to clean it.
Yeah.
But with this, I wouldn't usually advise like painting. A lot of people are painting their floors. When you have tiles, they have a slip rating on them. And that slip rating, if it's in a wet area, like a bathroom or a shower or a kitchen or by a washing machine, you don't want to mess around with that slip rating.
By painting it.
It can be basically, it's not going to be as slip resistant as the tile itself. I would just take the pressure out that if there is a few marks there before you go to bed at night, it's only you seeing it. When you want to clean it, clean it. You can get some nice big bath mats, they could help. But I would just take the pressure off yourself.
Laura, the takeaway from that is not paint floor tiles, is it?
Like you see it all over social media, but I will always say be very careful with anything that is in a wet area. If you're painting tiles, what is the slip resistance that's needed there? I have a load of it in decor galore. We have to think about these things. It's not all about the final visual result. There is a practical and safety side to a lot of stuff like this.
I would never thought that, but thank you for that. Now,
no worries.
Marie in Leash, would you please ask Laura if removing floor tiles might damage the underfloor heating system coils? Ooh, that's a big question.
Yes, so I wouldn't do this yourself.
Yeah.
I would say crack on removing tiles in most circumstances. It's not that high. There's a lot of safety precautions you need to take with it. Tile dust is really dangerous, shards, etc. So I would be watching many tutorials by experts. I wouldn't be watching like TikTok videos on it. And when it comes to underfloor heating, I wouldn't. You could do something that you don't mean to do.
Yes.
You could ruin a guarantee. You could damage it. I would make sure you're either, if you're very handy, watching experts describe how to do it. But there's usually a knack when it's underfloor heating because they need to get in under it. There's usually areas where you can get access and lift things off in one go. It's not like a regular tile floor that's meant to stay down, be put down and stay down.
I'm going to come back to painting tiles in a moment, but first another removal question. There's a leak coming from my bathroom into the shared hallway of the apartment block. It's behind the tiles, sadly. Is there a way to take down the tiles without smashing them?
Right. We used to get this a lot at work when we had this one block that had just had crap installation with the bathrooms. It's not going to be from directly behind a tile. It's going to be a fixture fitting or it's going to be your silicone. So sometimes, usually if it's from like the waste below the leak, it'll be caused by a gap in your silicone. And then the water is just basically seeping through the wall. So the results are a bit higher than where the leak point is. So you probably don't need to actually pull down your tiles. You probably just need to check what is it the shower that's leaking? Where is the leak running to? You're always better off as well if it's in a shared space, going in at it from the side that isn't tiled. Ask building management, can you cut a hole in the wall? They'll let you if you make good afterwards. And you can examine from the side that isn't tiled.
So advice.
I wouldn't be examining, you know, but I would first of all be looking, is this just your silicone? The damage from silicone that isn't sealed properly is massive and it happens so much. So I would just check, and it can come out at different points. It doesn't come out directly where the silicone is.
Right.
So I would be checking from the other side where it's easier to make good than chipping away at your tiles, and check that it's not your shower.
Okay, tips on painting tiles, and we'll take it that you're not doing floor ones, but other ones, wall tiles. What are your tips on that?
So it's always good to do vertical tiles, like the kitchen splashback, for example. Some people do around a fireplace, etc. So what I will say is get to know what type of tile you have. Like, is it ceramic, porcelain? If it's a stone tile, they're a bit more difficult because they drink up a lot of the product and it could end up costing you a lot more for a quick, cheap fix. So I would always just say watch out for the most common mistakes. One of them is that people don't prepare well. So they don't basically clean the surface. Like, you need to clean the surface over and over again. It's one of the most greasy areas in your home. It's catching all that airborne grease. If you don't prepare well when painting tiles, you're basically going to end up with chipped tiles and peeling after like a matter of days. So you want to make sure that you prepare by cleaning. Then you're going to sand. When you're sanding, make sure that you are covering and very lightly sand. You just want to key the surface so that it accepts the primer better. You want to be wearing eye protection, mouth protection, and in some cases with some tiles, I'd be putting something in your ears as well. It's super dangerous, and ventilate the room, make sure there's no smallies coming in and out. Like, it's very serious. I cannot express this enough. You have to protect yourself when you're sanding
anything. So do you not just get a tin of paint and slap it on the tiles? No, it's a big deal.
I mean, you can do it, and if there's absolutely no traffic on that surface, it may stay, but usually it ends up just sinking back up. It actually won't go on and stay on. As you slap it on, you need a primer. I usually use Bullseye 123, it's fantastic. And then you'll put the paint over it. But what people often forget is you have to paint the grout as well as the tile, unless you can do it very carefully and it never looks very clean. So what I would just do is just pick a really lovely colour. I would go tonally with the cupboards. Like if you have navy cupboards, go for a really dark, glassy, kind of almost inky looking navy. And it makes it look really moody. And I just love that look. It elevates it a bit. You know, you don't have to just paste everything back to greys and whites.
Right. Did you watch the game last night?
I watched it in a pub over here, yeah.
All right, there you go. That's enough said. Enough said by your tone.
Yeah. Laura DeBarra. I left right after the whistle.
Laura DeBarra, thanks very much. Thank you, Laura. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Cormac's on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.